action from the state government to protect the reef around Majimba Island. Environment Minister Leanne Linnard says the new protection measures follow a recent feasibility study by the Department of Environment and Science.
We will be installing 6 reef protection markers around the reef to lead our boaties who love it so much to the safe place to be able to anchor their boats to make sure that the reef is not being damaged. Importantly, the feasibility study showed that to date there hasn't been injury to the reef, but we're going to take that proactive action to make sure that that continues.
The markers will be installed in winter when the water is calmer. Our frog populations are thriving if new data is anything to go by this World Frog Day. Developer Stockland says it's helped to boost numbers in the last 12 years by creating over 150 carefully crafted frog ponds along designated movement corridors in Aura and added an additional 18 hectares of habitat just 12 months ago to help protect the vulnerable Wollum sedge frog as well as other acid frog species. Mark Stevens from Stockland says the latest survey results have been encouraging.
We're confident we're rehabilitating the old degraded pine plantation lands into functioning ecosystem for not just frog species but lots of fauna, all of which will form permanent conservation lands once the Aura development is complete.
A bus driver is being praised for taking evasive action to try and reduce the impact of a crash at Udlow yesterday afternoon. The bus was carrying 3 students when it collided with a vehicle on Malula Road just south of Logwoods Road. Initial investigation suggests the car involved had lost control while coming downhill on a curve before the collision. No one was seriously hurt, though one person was taken to hospital for assessment. Investigations are continuing. Over 6,500 Sunshine Coast residents incorrectly filled out their mayoral ballot paper at the weekend, meaning their vote didn't count. The Electoral Commission of Queensland bins your card. If you left it blank, you put your name on it or you used ticks or crosses. Around 5% of people made one or more of those mistakes in the Sunshine Coast local government area. While in Noosa, 5.51% of voters failed to incorrectly mark their ballot paper while voting for the Shire's new mayor.